some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it.
You're moving your way through the holidays, and you're a little bit guilty because you're adding a pound or two because of all the treats that are out on the kitchen counter at the work and office and at home, and every friend's home that you stop in at, they've got some more holiday treat to have you taste and sample. And you just keep pushing it off to that New Year's Day, and you're going to absolutely become that new person with a new level of self-discipline, a new level of self-control. And by the middle of the next year, you're going to be 20 pounds lighter, leaner, and meaner. But the reality of it, most New Year's resolutions are abandoned shortly after the first of the year. As a matter of fact, January 17th, exactly 1 week ago today, was the official Ditch Your Resolution Day.
So if you're feeling demoralized, tune in and let's talk with Katie.
And actually, what you said struck something that I tell all of my clients. Self-control is overrated. Just don't have it in the house.
Okay, all right.
If it's not there, you can't grab it at 10 o'clock at night. Who goes out at 10 o'clock at night for chocolate? You just go to bed.
I think I would.
Just go to bed.
We're talking about the things people most often get wrong in making their new resolutions or in trying to accomplish a fitter, leaner life, the five things they most often do wrong. We covered the first one, drinking too many calories, and we pulled a graph here as to what drinks. Powerade, often considered a healthy drink, is 38 grams of sugar in one bottle. That's over 7 teaspoons of sugar.
That puts it in perspective.
That's a lot of sugar. And like I said, the misconception here is that it's marketed as a sports drink, and people misconstrue that as a health drink.
Everybody in their commercial looks good.
I know, because they're all athletes. They're all athletes. Do you notice how hard they're working out in the commercial?
They look good in Budweiser commercials, too, and we all know that's not going to work.
Good point.
True that. That doesn't work
marketing.
Either. All right. So point one was drinking too many calories, not paying attention to what we digest to quench our thirst. Where are we going to go from there?
We're going to go to eating carbs during the wrong times of day and the wrong types of carbs. All carbs are not created equal. One of the big things that I try to get across is not the low-carb diet.
Okay.
We don't want that. We just need to get smarter about how we eat carbs and when we eat carbs. Okay. We try never to eat carbs right before bed. Carbs are a great thing. They're fuel for your body. They're energy, and that's all great things. But why would you fuel up to go to bed?
Okay.
Okay. So we try to keep back, try to go for more of this fibrous vegetables at dinner instead of the starchy vegetables or the sugars or the fruit or the breads. Let's try to stay away from those towards dinner time. We front load our day with some carbs.
And what's some good carbs, Katie?
Not a ton. I'm a big fan of gluten-free for a lot of reasons. I think gluten is very inflammatory. I think it causes a lot of issues. I really like the paleo diet. That's one of the things, if I ever said I identified with a diet, that's the one I would say. However, a lot of people who like the paleo diet, they like it because they feel it gives them license to eat all the bacon they want. And that's not really true. It's still proportions.
Sign me up.
Just proportions. Okay. Some bacon's okay. Single day is not okay. So some good things I like to have in the morning for carbs are the fruits, the chai seeds. That's pretty much what I stick with. Sometimes I'll deviate from the paleo diet. I like the still ground oatmeal. It's a good way to start your day, especially if you know it's going to be a higher energy day and you're going to be moving a lot. So start your day with some carbs, some good healthy fruit, throw in a little fiber with that. Fruit always has fiber in it. And some low glycemic carbohydrates. Next, you want to focus on eating carbohydrates about 30 minutes after an intense workout. If we're talking a leisurely stroll, I'm not too worried about it. If we're talking a more intense workout, a heavier day at the gym or on your workout, you want to eat carbs about 30 minutes afterwards. That's going to do a couple things. It's going to replenish the glycogen in your muscles, keeping you from getting that fatigued feeling. You know, about 2 weeks ago when you started your New Year's resolutions and you're working out really hard, and by Wednesday, you just hurt and you were tired. It's because your glycogen was depleted. Okay, so we want to replace that with carbohydrates 30 minutes after you work out. The other thing it's going to do is prevent you from having a hunger spike or an energy dip that day.
So what does that look like? What is that carb load 30 minutes after a workout?
Again, it's going to be, you know, if you eat the breads and you eat the glutens and you're not going to give them up, it's going to be a piece of whole wheat toast with some protein, maybe some
peanut butter,
almond flour, peanut butter. I like to reach for the squashes. I always have some squash cooked in my refrigerator.
That's a carb?
That is a carb. It's a great carb. Mm. It's a great way to get carbs if you are on a gluten-free diet. So I reach for the sweet potatoes, the butter. I love butternut squash. I usually have that. I'll throw some chai seeds in there. Great way to get some omega-3s and some fiber and some protein in that.
Would you put any meat in there?
What's that?
Would you put meat in there too? Protein for?
You could. I like to get away from having meat at every single meal that I eat. And that's why I mentioned the chai seeds. It's a good way to get protein without getting the fats and the cholesterol from meat. But you could. You could go for seeds. You could go for some nuts. All good ways to add some protein. So after that workout to help feed your muscles and feed the protein need that you've created by an intense workout.
I see. I'm going to be starting a food journal here soon.
You better. I'm going to fire you.
I guess I'm going to have to really start looking a lot harder. You know, the one thing you did tell me that I lost my first 10 pounds was just size of meals.
It's huge.
And the fact that your palm is the size of your stomach. And if what you're eating off a big 10-inch dinner plate is more than you can fit in your palm, then you're stretching the capacity of your stomach. Get to the point where a handful of food satisfies you, and then you stay full in between meals with just the little healthy snacks.
Fiber and proteins.
And using a smaller plate actually helps with that because it's just kind of an illusion there. You feel like you're eating a full plate rather than a little skimpy something on a big plate.
All right.
I use one of those little salad plates instead of the big dinner plate.
Well, something tells me I'm still eating small, but maybe not eating the right thing. So we'll get back to talking about what to eat. We'll also be talking about the state of exercise. What are you trying to accomplish in your exercise routine? When we get back, keeping you leaner and meaner.
The Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.